Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Chav Zayin. We left off, or Elisha left off, on Chav Vav Amid Beis at the Mishnah toward the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Beis. I thank Elisha Graf again very much for covering the daf while I was out of town. Today's shir is sponsored by David Atkin, L'zecher Nishmas, his grandmother, Freda Shulamit Bas Rav Chaim Tzvi, Aleha Shalom, Nesham Shav Naliyah, and it's also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorships. So again, we're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah is going to talk about what if a person used the two slotim that were originally designated for a Korban Hashem, because Korban Hashem is supposed to cost two slotim, it's a din in the Torah, but he uses it in some other way, meaning he buys cheaper animals, or he uses it to buy chulin, things of that nature. The Gemara is going to discuss the word mi'ilaso comes up in our Mishnah. What does the word mi'ilaso mean? Which payment is that referring to? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a person can achieve kapara with shvach hegedish, meaning there has to be a certain value to your karban, and you originally designated animals that were worth less, but they went up in value after you already makdish them. Can you get your kapara with the shvach that didn't come out of your own pocket, value that didn't come out of your own pocket, but actually came after the animal was ready hukdash? And the Gemara is going to bring four rayas to that issue. Since on that issue, Rabbi Elazar, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, is going to express that he never heard what the halacha is, and Rabbi Yochanan is dismayed because he always spoke about this halacha, the Gemara is going to mention two other halachas that Rabbi Elazar claims to have never heard, and that Rabbi Yochanan had what to say about. One about Balei Chayim Nidachin, and the other about Huzlu Tloim Ba'olam, that what if there's a certain cost that the animals are supposed to cost for a carbon, and it just happens to be that the market is such that no animals in the world cost that much money. So what do you do? Is a person stuck? And then from the Mishnah on Amud Beis, on the top of Amud Beis, is going to discuss what if you use what's designated for a carbon chatas to try to fill an obligation of another chatas. You ate chelev and you designate an animal for the achilas chelev and instead use it for achilas dam. A man designates an animal for a chatas, he drops dead, his son uses it for his own aveira. So can you change the animal for a different designation? And then the Mishnah that we probably won't get to in the middle of Amud Beis is going to discuss if you designated money to buy one kind of animal and you use it to buy another kind of animal, but for the same carbon, because sometimes you have options. You could bring one type of animal or another. Sometimes it's not about options, it's about how rich or poor you are. And you designated money when you were richer and then you became poorer. Can you use that money to buy to buy birds instead of an animal? So that will be the mission on the bottom of the base. So let's get started. So again, the halacha is that a carbon asham has to cost two slayim. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Vehevi yas hasham ala hashem el tami menatzon be'erkecha kesef shkolim, the Torah says, b'shekel ha-kodesh la'asham. So the aisle that a person brings for a carbon asham has to be worth kesef shkolim. Shkolim is plural. Whenever we have plural, it always means shnayim. And the shkolim that the Torah refers to when it says shkolim, the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayis, always means slayim. So therefore, on Daf Chav Beis, we learned that other ashamos are different than asham ilos. They have to be worth two slotim. So a mafresh day slotim, if a person is chayav a carbon asham, and he designates two slotim la asham to buy a carbon asham, but then he doesn't do that. V'lakach ben shnei elim la asham. Instead of buying one animal for a carbon asham with those two slotim, he uses those two slotim and buys two animals for a carbon asham, two cheaper animals. Im haya echad mehen yafesh day slotim. Now, if at the time that he comes to achieve his kapara to bring the carbon, one of them is actually worth two slotim, so since it's worth two slotim, even though he only paid a sella for it because he bought two animals with two slotim, yikrav la'ashamo, he can bring that for his chiyuv asham. Vasheni, and the other aisle, since it was bought with asham money and it was bought for the sake of an asham, so that the other animal is also omeid to be brought as an asham. Problem is, you can't bring it because you can't volunteer an asham, and you're already yotzei your chiyuv of the asham. You can't be poda it because it's not a balmum, and something that has kedusha, that's tamimim, that's not a balmum, you can't be poda. So yirachi stai v'yimachar v'yipuldamav l'nedava. You have to let it graze till it develops a mum, and you sell it and use the money l'nedava to buy a carbonola or something. So now, That's one halacha. There is another halacha that if a person commits me'ila, so he has to pay hegdish the value of whatever he was mo'el, and he has to add a chomesh. Chomesh means 25%. It's a chomesh milavar. And he has to bring an asham mi'ilas. He has to bring a carbon asham for violating the mi'ila, and that asham has to be worth two slaim, like carbon, the carbon asham is supposed to be worth. So the Mishnah discusses what happens if, again, you have two slaim that you were mafresh to buy an aisle for a carbon asham. You, in this case, it changes. You assumed it was chulin. You somehow forgot that these two slaim were designated for carbon asham. You thought they were chulin money. V'lakach ben shnei elim l'chulin. And that's why you went and you bought two elim just for chulin. And then you realize that you had used your asham money. So it turns out that you committed me'ila on these two slaim that were originally hegdish. So you have to bring an extra asham now. You need an asham me'ilos on top of your original carbon asham that you were always chayvin from before. And on top of that, you have to pay back keren v'chomesh on the two slaim that you were moel. Two slaim is 8 zuz. Keren v'chomesh is therefore 10 zuz that you're going to have to pay back. So what do you do? So echad yafash tei slaim. If one of these ayalim that you bought is worth two slaim, so ve'echad yafa asara zuz, and the other one happens to have gone so up in price that it's now worth 10 zuz, which is 2.5 slaim, hayafash tei slaim yikrav la'ashamo. The one that was worth two slaim, use that the asham mi'ilos, because you have to bring an asham mi'ilos now that you were ma'el. Vasheni, and the one that's worth 10 zuz, limi ilaso, bring that in place of the first asham that you were chayiv, that you had originally designated the two slaim for, and then that will cover your keren v'chomesh as well, because it's worth asara zuzim, so that's keren v'chomesh. The keren of what you took away from what was the original carbon asham was 8, you took 2 slaim, 8 zuz, away from your original carbon asham, so when you now use it for the carbon asham, plus make it worth another 2 zuz on top of that, now you're fulfilling keren v'chomesh to the actual thing that you took away from. Third case, if it, with those two slaim that you designated for your carbon asham, you bought one aisle for an asham and another aisle for chulin, so you were only moel on the, you only committed me'ila on the second aisle. So im hayashal asham yafesh tei slaim, if the aisle of the asham was worth two slaim, so yikrav la'ashamo, bring that for the asham that you were originally chayiv on, vasheni, and the second aisle, which is chulin, which is also worth two slaim, lemi'ilaso, you bring that for the asham mi'ilos that you were chayiv to bring based on the mi'ila that you committed with the second sela that you bought a chulin animal with, the yavi ima sela v'chumsha, and then pay out of pocket from your own house another chomesh on top of that sela that you have to give hektish, a keren of a chomesh on the sela that you committed me'ila with, and you use that for olus nedava because you were mawel. And the fact that on whatever was on the extra sela that you had that you had used for chulin rather than for the asham, so meaning you already paid for your asham, so you didn't really steal from the asham, so now you could use that for olus nedava. So says Gemara, my mi'ilaso de katani resha. When the Reisha says, mi'ilaso, it spoke about you bought two elim of chulin. So the one that was worth two slaim, your makra for an asham. Vasheni, limi'ilaso. And we said the one that's worth asara zuz, you bring limi'ilaso. So there were three cases in the Mishnah. Over here, when we say Reisha, we're talking about the second of the three cases in the Mishnah, where you bought shnei elim l'chulin, right? And then one of them turned out to be worth two slaim, and the other one turned out to be worth 10 zuz. So when we use the word mi'ilaso in the Reisha, what does mi'ilaso mean? We said that you're bringing the second ayil that's worth asara zuz, limi'ilaso. So ilema el asham, if it's referring to the asham that you're chayiv to be makro for the asham mi'ilos, and that which is worth that you're bringing asara zuz is because you're adding two extra zuz for the chomesh, lemeimer the chomesh ba'de ayil ma'isilei. Is that the way it works? Does the chomesh get added on to the to the Mi'ila, to the carpet, the Hashem Mi'ilos? No, Vaksi, Ves Asher Chatam and HaKadosh Yishalim, Ves Chamishiso, Yosef Alav. That if a person commits Mi'ila, he has to return to Hagdish what he was Moel, what he stole from Hagdish, and add a Chomesh on that, on the payback to the stealing for Hagdish. Not to add a Chomesh on the Hashem Mi'ilos, meaning if a person commits Mi'ila, he's got to pay back Hagdish, add a Chomesh to that, and then aside from that, do an Hashem Mi'ilos. So the extra Chomesh shouldn't go on the Hashem Mi'ilos. It seems as the extra chomesh should go on what you're using to pay back. Va'od, and another raya that when you bring an asham that's worth more than shtei slaim, it's not going to help with the chomesh. Katani, it says seifa. Katani seifa. The seifa of the Mishnah goes on to say that if you use those two slaim and that were designated for an asham and echad asham echad chulin, the third case of the Mishnah said you use one of them to buy an asham and the other one to buy chulin. Im hayish shalasham yafa shtei slaim. If the one that was used to buy an asham, that carbon asham is now worth shtei slaim. So yikrav lashamo, bring that for your original carbon asham. Vehasheni lemiilaso, and the second aisle which was chulin, now bring for your carbon mi'ila, v'yavi ima sela v'chumsha, and bring with it a sela and a chomesh that on top of the sela. Alma chomesh badik zeilu ma'isilei. You see that the chomesh you bring together with the payback of the keren that you were moel, because the Mishnah wraps up the payment of the chomesh together with the keren, and it doesn't say that if the second ayil is worth, let's say, 9 zuz, so now you're putter from the chomesh based on the previous halacha, because you're not, because you can't bring it together with the me'ila. The chomesh cannot come in the together with the me'ila. The chomesh has to be part of the payback for what you stole, not part of the Hashem Mi'ilos. So the Gemara says you're right. You're not potter from a chomesh if you bring the Hashem Mi'ilos from the chomesh. And when we say Mi'ilaso, it doesn't mean the Hashem Mi'ila. Elamai Mi'ilaso. When the second case of our Mishnah used the term Mi'ilaso, it means Ma'ide Ishani Mehegdish. It means that which you were nene from Hegdish. So it's meaning the word Mi'ilaso could fit either one. It could be a description of the Hashem Mi'ilos, or it could be a description of your Mi'ila that you have stolen from Hegdish. So it means the latter. It means your Mi'ila, what you stole from Hegdish. And that's what you add the Chomesh to. V'yeshno mishtei slaim tafishenu la'asham. And that you originally mafresh to buy a carbon asham, that you were mishanah that and used it, you were mo'el instead. V'lakach ben shnei elim l'chulin, and you instead decided to buy two chulin animals, so now you have to pay back those two slaim that you stole from Hegdish and add a chomesh on that, and then in addition to that you bring an asham mi'ilos. The yafash tei slaim makrovlei asham, the one that's worth two slaim, use that for your asham mi'ilos. V'yafasarazuz, and the one that's worth 10 zuz, yavle the mightiest hani mehegdish, use that to pay back what you benefited from Hegdish. Tavle gzela v'chumsho, and that turns out to be what you stole plus an extra chomesh. Maile mi'ilaso gzela, and mi'ilaso means gzela, it means what you stole. So says Mar, okay, b'mayu kimto the mi'ilaso deresha gzela. So we said that the word mi'ilaso so in the Resha means that which you stole. Well, Ema Seifa, so let's go and explain the last case of the Mishnah, that if you took those two slotin that you had designated for an Asham, and you buy Echad the Asham, the Echad the Chulin, one Asham and one Chulin, Im Hayish al Asham Yafashtei Slaim, Yikrav LaAshamo. If the one that you had bought as a carbon Asham is now worth Shtei Slaim, bring that as your carbon Asham. Vasheini Lemi'ila, and the second one you bring for your Asham Mi'ilos, V'yavi ima sela v'chumsha, and you bring with it a sela and a chomesh. Sa alma mi'ilaso el asham. You see from here that the lashon of mi'ilaso in the Mishnah is the el asham, is that the you chayiv on the mi'ila. The lashon ashamo in the seifa is the first asham that you chayiv, because it was what the money was designated for. And since you bought an ayil that's shavah shtei slaim, so you're going to obviously bring it for that chiyuv. So when it says the mi'ilaso, it must mean the asham mi'ila that you were moel by buying a chulin animal with the ashamah money and not the keren itself. So it's a kasha. Reisha kari leil mi'ilaso gzelo. The reisha refers to, using the word mi'ilaso, refers to that which you stole, that which you took away from Hagdish. And seifa kari leil mi'ilaso el asham. And then the seifa, the Tana calls the el asham mi'ilaso. And so apparently the reisha and the seifa don't match in terms of how the word mi'ilaso is used. So answers the Gemara, yes they do. The word mi'ilaso that it says in the reisha and the seifa, I'm sorry, they do not. The word mi'ilaso that it says in the reisha and the seifa are not the same thing. And since the Tana had to distinguish between the two ashamos that we're discussing, in one case, that one of them is nasha mi'ila, that you chayiv, because you were mo'el right now in the hektish money, and one of them is the asham that you were chayiv originally, so it calls one of them ashamo and the other one mi'ilaso. So reisha, in the case of the reisha, where you bought both of them, again, the reisha is case number two in the Mishnah, where you bought both, you bought two chulin animals, and you were mo'el in two sla'im, because you use all of the asham money to buy chulin animals. Davale el dezavan keren v'chomsho. That's the gears, that the aisle that you bought is now worth asara zuz, which happens to be the equivalent of the full keren of what you stole, plus a chomesh, so kari le l'milaso gzelo. The Tana calls the aisle that you're returning for your gzela that you were moel. The asham that you were chayiv originally l'milaso, in order to tell us that you bring an asham worth 10 zuz because you're paying back the keren that you were moel and the chomesh. But seifa, the seifa, where you only bought one chulin animal and you were only moel in one sela, you didn't commit mi'ila in the other sela, so you only have to pay back 5 zuz to Hagdish, to lo avi ayil dezavan, where the ayil that you bought is not worth keren v'chomesh, does not equal the keren v'chomesh that you chayiv to pay, because the ayil is worth 2 sloim, which is 8 zuz, and you really only owe 5 zuz, so that's why we don't, it's not called based on the payment of the mi'ila. So karile el asham mi'ila so v'yavima sela v'chumsha. So the Tana calls the el asham his mi'ila, because he's bringing it for his asham mi'ila, and that's why he uses the term mi'ila so in the context of not what you stole, but your asham mi'ila. And since it's only being brought for the asham mi'ila, you're still gonna owe the keren v'chomesh, because the keren v'chomesh does not get matched with the asham mi'ilos. So that's why the Mishnah says, and then you bring an additional chomesh, a chomesh that is ra'ui to pay on that extra sela, to pay back the keren v'chomesh for what you had committed mi'ila on. So that's sugya number one of today's daf, just figuring out what the word mi'ila so means. Does mi'ila so mean the karban asham that you were that you were originally chayiv, that you had stolen from Agdish, or does mi'ila so mean your asham mi'ilos? And the answer is both. Reisha and the Seifa, the word mi'ila so means two different things. Now a separate issue, not totally separate, a related issue, but a new sugya. By Rav Menashe Bar Gada, Bikinus Chumashin Malshe Yischaper. Let's say a person is chayiv to bring, you have a person who has to bring an ayil that's worth 2 slaim for a karban asham, and he has 2 slaim of collected money of chomeshes, of extra fifths that he kept on having to pay. Meaning, he kept on violating mi'ila, this guy. So every time he violated mi'ila, he put aside the extra chomesh for the sake of a karban asham. So now, all of those extra chomeshes add up to an actual 2 sloim that he needs for the mi'ila, for his karban asham. So, ma'u she yischaper, can you use that for a karban asham? Can you use that money? So says Gemara, mi amrinan, imtim salomar adam ischaper b'sheva chegdish. Maybe this, first the Gemara thinks, maybe this will depend on the general issue, whether a person can be mischaper b'sheva chegdish. Meaning, a person designates something that's worth, an animal is worth 1 sela for hegdish, for a karban asham, and then while it's already hegdish, it goes up in value to two slaim. So can you get kapara with shevach that happened while it was hegdish? So the Gemara says the truth is this shail is really independent of that. Because mi amrinan, should we say imtim tzolomar adam eschaper b'shevach hegdish, that if a person is mafresh an ayil that's worth less than two slaim, and then after your makdish it goes up in value to be worth two slaim, you could be makrevit as an asham. So maybe we can't learn from that you could be mischaper with the dmei achumshin, because we could say that it's only an ayil that was mashbiach as hegdish mishum de katarach kamei. How did it go up in value? After it was hegdish, you invested in it. You raised it and made sure that it was in good shape and that it should continue to increase in value. So that's the same as you giving two slaim out of your pocket to designate an animal as a carbon. Aval hacha, but over here, by all of these chomeshes, it's a lo katarach. You didn't do anything to increase the value. Lo mischaper. Maybe you cannot get this other kapara with this money that you're already chayiv to give to Hagdish. Oh, Dilma, or maybe you could say, Imtim Tzolomar, ain't other Mischaper b'Shvach Hagdish. Maybe even if you hold that normally you cannot get a Kapara with Shvach Hagdish, Mishum Delo Afreshates, because you never designated that money for an Asha, meaning the two Sloim came just from Hagdish increasing in value. Avaladein Kinus Chomashin, but these extra Chomashes that you have, the Afreshate, that you were Mafresh, these two Sloim, L'Shem Asham, because you kept on paying back this Chomash, L'Shem Asham. So, say Ikla Meim Mischaper. Maybe you can be Mischaper with it. So the Gemara sort of sets aside this question of using these extra chumashim and is now just going to go to that issue of can you be Mischaper b'shvach Hegdish? In general, when Hegdish goes up in value, can you be Mischaper? So Yidabayilahu, the Shaila was Mischaper b'shvach Hegdish, although can one be Mischaper b'shvach Hegdish or not? Four rayas. Raya number one, Tashima. We have a raya from the Mishnah. Hamafresh Shnei Slaim. La Asham, person designates two slime for a carbon Asham. Velakach ben Shnei Elim La Asham. Case number one in our Mishnah. He instead buys two Elim, both intending that they should be in Asham. Hayach, man Yafash Shnei Slaim, Yukrav La Ashamo. So he said, if one of them is actually worth Shnei Slaim, use that for your Asham. Vasheni, and the second one, since it was used it was bought with Asham money, and it doesn't have a mum, and you no longer chayav any Asham, Yirachi Yistayv. You let it graze till develops a mum, Yimachar, Yipludam Lindava, you sell it, use the money for Lindava. So my lab, the Zavan Ba'arba, Ayil, Vishavach, Deshavitmanya, Shmamina, Adam Eschaper, Vishvach Hegdish. What happened over here? You bought two Elim for two slime, which means each Ayil cost one Sela, which is four Zuz. So you bought it at four Zuz. Now when it comes time to be Makar of it, it's worth eight Zuz. And we say, good, use that as your carbon Hashem. It works. Enough for the Araya that you could be Mischaper, Vishvach Hegdish. It went up in value after you already Makdish it. No, it was always worth two slime. This animal that you bought as your carbon asham, even when you bought it, was worth two slime. You just found such a bargain, you found such a metzia that the roa was willing to sell it to you, sell you two. That you had to buy one, get one free. It wasn't that it was only worth one seller. It was really worth two slime the whole time. So it's not a raya. Tashma says Gemara, we'll bring another raya to be poshet the suffix from the brisa, from a brisa. Lokach ayil b'sela. You bought an ayil that's worth for a sela upitmo, and then you fattened it. Ve'mido al shtayim. You fed it, and now it's worth two slaim. So kosher, it is kosher for a carbon asham. When did it go up in value? After it was already hegdish, and we see that you're allowed to use it as your carbon asham. It says, well, lo, pitmo shayni da chasal etmanya. What do you mean? If you fattened it, it means you invested in it. So it did cost two slaim, the original seller that you paid for it, and the extra seller that you invested in order to fatten it. So that's not a raya that shvach hegdish couldn't be used as kabbar. This is not a shvach hegdish, that's out of your own pocket. Tashima says, well, I'll bring a third raya from the seifa of that very same brisa. The brisa says, person's chayav karban asham, lokach ayil besela, he buys an ayil that's worth only a sela, vareu b'shtayim, and then the ayil goes up in value, and now it's worth two slaim. Kosher, so he's allowed to bring karban asham from it. So you see that you could be mischaper b'shvach hegdish. It doesn't say pitmo, right? It just went up in value, and there was no second ayil or anything. It just went up in value. After you were makdishin, it's now worth shtei slaim. So the Gemara says, no, hachanami kesher pitmo. That also could be talking about a case where you fattened it up and you invested in it in order to make sure that it's worth Shei Slav. Frankly, Gemara, no, it can't, because Ihachi Hainu Reisha. Then it's just repeating the very last halacha that it said, you know, two back-to-back halachas in the Braisa shouldn't be an exact repeat of each other. Says Gemara, they're not a repeat of each other. Reisha Dezavin Ba'arba Va'ashbechei Ba'arba Achrina. The Reisha is talking about you buy an aisle for four zuz, and then you fatten it up by investing another four zuz in it, and that's why it's now worth eight zuz, now worth two slayim, to chasle tmanya. In such a case, you really paid two slayim out of pocket, so then you could bring a carbon ashram from that. But seifa the zavin ayil ba'arba, va'ashpche bitlasa v'shavitmanya. The seifa is talking about a case, you bought the ayil for four zuz, for one seller, you invested three zuz in fattening it, but that was a good investment, because now it's worth two slayim, now it's worth eight zuz, and it's telling us that even in such a case you could be yotze your chiyuv. So ihachi, if that's the case, that it didn't just increase in value on its own, ema seifa, will explain the seifa of the brisa since you didn't spend two slayim on it, yishalim sela, that you have to pay hagdish another sela. But if the seifa is also talking about where you invested money in order to be mefatim the animal, and it's just that you only invested shlosha zuzim, you didn't invest four zuz, hachasole shiva, you already spent seven zuz on this animal. So why would the seifa say that in addition to using this animal as your asham, also pay another sela, that you got to pay another sela out of pocket? What if I pay another sela out of pocket? I already paid seven slayim. So my yishalim tashlum the sela. No, when it says that you pay a sela out of pocket, it doesn't mean you pay a sela out of pocket. It means you pay out of pocket enough to be mashlum the shear of a second sela. So if you've already paid 70 dinarim out of pocket, four for the original animal, three in the investment in fattening it up, pay another dinar so that you will now have shtei slayim. So ask Gemara, how could you say that the Tana holds that a person is not mischaper b'shvach hegdish, and that's why he has to be mashlim the cost of the sela? V'isvir le'deinah the mischaper b'shvach hegdish kiyov tashlim the sela mayhavi. Why does it help to then be mashlim that sela? Ayil ben shtei slayim b'inan v'leka. You need to have spent two slayim on the aisle that you're bringing as a carbon. You don't have that, meaning, because if the Shvach Hegdish doesn't count, then you really only have an aisle of Shiva Zuzin, because that's what you really spent on it. So the fact that you're going to go and take another Zuzin and give that to Hegdish is irrelevant. The aisle has to cost Shtei Slayim, not that you just lose Shtei Slayim out of pocket. So the Olam Kasavar Adam Mischaper B'Shvach Hegdish. So says Mar, we really hold that a person can be Mischaper B'Shvach Hegdish, and you see that from this Braisa, that it went up in value while it was Hegdish, and you can get a Kapara that way. So Ihach, Itashim Tesel Eloyitein. Well, if that's the case, then why do you have to even pay that extra Zuz out of pocket? If the Shvach Hegdish is good enough, it went up in value while it was Hegdish, so good, now I can be Yotze Mechiv. So any time the Kiyov Tashlum and the Sela, you're right. The reason you have to pay that extra dinar out of pocket to be mashlun the shir shtei slayim is gzera shemiyomru ayil pachs mishtei slayim mechaper. People will think that an ayil that's worth less than two slayim is mechaper. People aren't going to realize that it's worth two slayim, because everyone's going to think, oh look, you only invested seven dinar in it, 1 3/4 slayim. They're not going to realize, yeah, but it's worth two slayim now. So that's why it's a din midrabanan, a gzera that we make you pay that extra dinar out of pocket. My havila, so what's the halacha as far as shvach hegdish? Tashma, the fourth raya, to be poshet the suffix from a brisa. The brisa says a person's chayav a carbon asham, so b'shas hafrasha yafa sela. At the time that he was mafresh, it was worth a sela. B'shas kapara yafa shtei slayim. But at the time of the kapara, it's already worth two slayim. Yotza, he's yotze, even though it only went up in value b'shvach hegdish, while it belonged to hegdish. So that's a raya that a person is mischaper b'shvach hegdish. So says Gemara, Boy Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar raised the shayla. Adam mischaper b'shvach hegdish alone. Can a person get kapara from shvach hegdish or not? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kama shalom gadol zeh beinenu, v'lo shama halacha zu mimeni. How could it be? The guy's been to my shir for so long, he never heard such a halacha from me. We've been through daf yomi shas, you know, multiple times. We kept on hitting me, you know, krisus chav zayin, and he never heard such a halacha from me. Can't believe it. Meaning, I always said that a person can be mischaper b'shvach hegdish. Mechlal Damar Rabbi Yochanan. So from Rabbi Yochanan's dismay, or it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan used to say this halacha. Says Mar in, yeah, he did say this halacha. Ve'al Hada Amar, he said it in the following context. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah Maseches Menachos that a Vlad Toda Utmurasa, a Vlad of an animal that you designated for a carbon Toda, or a Tumura of a carbon Toda, meaning a Behemoth Chulin that you did Tumura with on a carbon Toda, Vechena Mafrish Todasa of Avda, or if you designated a carbon Toda and then it got lost, Vivrish Acheres Tachtel, so you were Mafrish another animal in its place, and then you found the original one. In all of those cases, you could be makrav both of them as a carbon toda, and ein tuunos lechem, the tmura and the vlad of the toda does not require lechem. V'shalach Rabbi, mean the lachme toda. V'shalach Rabbi Chanina m'shmeid Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ella achar kapara. This din that the vlad of the toda does not require lechem is only if you were ready in the makrav, if you already makrav the actual carbon toda. You already got the kapara was meant for it. The vlad ain't tolen lechem, aval lefnei kapara. But if you're being makrav the vlad before you were actually brought the actual carbon toda, before you actually got your kapara, then tolen lechem. Then it's going to require lechem because you are actually being yotzei your neder with that. It has a din of the actual toda. So the vlad of the toda is shvach hegdish because it was born after the mother was already hugdash. And apparently Rabbi Yochanan says you could actually be yotzei your chiyuv with it. If you bring it first, you could be yotzei the chiyuv of your neder with it. Ah, alma kasavim mischaper b'shvach hegdish. So you see, that's where Rabbi Yochanan said mischaper b'shvach hegdish, and he was anticipating that Rabbi Lazar would make the tushta, that Rabbi Lazar would be able to make that connection and realize that that's what he was saying. Now, once we mentioned this halacha that Rabbi Lazar said he didn't know, but Rabbi Yochanan was dismayed, thought Rabbi Lazar should know, we mentioned two other halachas. By Rabbi Lazar, bali chayim nidachin alo. If you have an animal of kachin that became pasul for akrava while it was alive, and then it became kosher again afterwards, do we say, no, once it's nidche, it's yidche, even though the psul happened while it was alive, not after shechita. So do we say bali chayim could be nidachin or not? Some Rabbi Yochanan, kamashon gadol zabinen v'loshama lachos umimeni. He never heard this halacha, bali chayim nidachin. So says Gemara, mechlad, Rabbi Yochanan amar, Rabbi Yochanan must have said this somewhere. And yeah, he did. Tam Rabbi Yochanan behemish. You have two partners that are partners in an animal. Hikdish chetzia, one of the shutfim is makdish his portion of the animal. V'chazav alaka chetzia v'hikdisha. Then he buys out the other partner, and then he's makdish the other half of the animal. Kedosha, it does have kedusha, but veina kreva. It can't be brought on the mizbeach because when you originally makdish it, it wasn't right on the mizbeach because you're only makdish half of it. The other half was still chulin. So even though now you were makdish the whole thing, but at its original kedusha, it was nidche. It wasn't right on the mizbeach. Vosa tamura, such an animal could affect tamura sakiyotziba, but the tamura also cannot, is kadosha veina kreva, also cannot be brought on the mizbech. So shema mina tlas, you see three halachas from this. Shema mina bali chayim nidachim, you see that even though the animal is still alive, when it was nidche from being brought as a carbon, when only half of it was kadosh, so it remains nidche forever. Shema mina. You see, even though this animal is never rotwi, from its original kedusha, it was already nidcha. You see that that's also called dichoy. That's a sugi masecha sukkah, whether dichoy meikara is shema dichoy, or something has to only be nirev nidcha. Only if it was rotwi, and then you pushed it away, and then it became ineligible. Only that's dichoy. So you see, dichoy meikara is also dichoy. Ushma mina yesh dichoy bedamim. And we also see that a behema that only has kedushas dam, doesn't have any kedushas guf, also has dichoy. Because when you were makdish half of it, it wasn't right l'mizbeach, it was only kedushas damim, it wasn't kedushas saguf. And the second halacha, a third halacha, I guess, that Rabbi Lazar was unaware of, by Rabbi Lazar, who's lutzloim ba'olam mahu? What happens? You know, the Torah says you have to spend two tzloim on your karban hashem. What if you can't find an animal that they're charging two tzloim for? Tzloim are just cheap. The market is such that tzloim are cheap. What's the din? Mi aminan nitchar nidrechem li'inan va'ika. Do you just need to have like the most expensive ones, or just buy something really expensive? Odilma kesef shkalim bi'inan v'leko. Or do you need the actual price, kesef shkalim? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kama shan gadal in beis hamedrash v'lo shamanu halacha zu. How many years he's been in the beis hamedrash? He never heard this halacha. We never heard this halacha. He says we never heard what the halacha would be in such a case. This one he's not dismayed at Rabbi Yochanan. He's just we never discussed this. So frankly, we're below. Rabbi Yochanan never heard such a halacha. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, mimrei mal lo nasan haTorah kitzva b'mechul. l'shei kapara, why is it that the Torah didn't give an exact price that you have to pay for karbanos that are for mechus shei kapara? Mechus shei kapara, they need their carbon in order to be allowed to eat kachim again. Because the Torah was concerned about this very issue. Shema yuzlu tzlaim, einam takana lechel b'kachim. Because it's too risky. What would happen if you can't find anything? What if the Torah were to give a price you have to pay for karbanos and mechus shei kapara? Then you can't find any animal that's that expensive. So you're going to be stuck. You're never going to be able to eat kachim. Sa'ema lo limanu halacha zu. No, what he meant to say is we never went out and taught this halacha, but of course I knew this halacha, says Rabbi Yochanan. V'Rabbi Zer bar Adam ahadu talmudi kaltosin yom kamei, but Rabbi Zer bar Abba would go over his learning that he learned from Rabbi Yochanan every 30 days in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So you see that he learned this, whatever he learned from Rabbi Yochanan, it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan didn't teach him this halacha as well. Ema lo misbaksh halacha zim men beis medrash. So no, it was never asked as a shaila in the beis medrash, but of course this is halacha that's been learned and taught. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochum Hashem Rav Shem Yichai, Neymar lo nisna kitzva b'mechus ha-kapara. Why does the Torah not set a price on mechus ha-kapara? Shem yuzlu tlaim, ne'en lam takan lechel b'kachim. Because we're afraid it's, you're not going to find anything at that price, and then you're not going to be able to eat kachim. Maskev la'abaye el ne'ata chatas chaylev, yinasin la kitzva de le kapara asya, v'lav l'shtayu b'echilis kachimu. Well, then a regular carbon chatos, the Torah should give a set price for, because it's not about eating kachim, it's just about achieving a kapara. Maskev la'rava el ne'ata, if that's the reason that the Torah doesn't give a price, Ashram Nazir lavi le kitzba, an Ashram that a Nazir that became Tameh brings for his Tumas Meis during his Nazirus, the Torah should set a price for, till batalu hu da'asi, because it's coming l'chinam, it's not coming for a kapara, it's not coming to allow him to eat kachim, meaning I understand by the chatas chaylev, it's not coming to allow him to eat kachim, but he needs to get a kapara, we can't lock him out of kapara, but there's one carbon Ashram that's neither for kapara, nor to allow him to eat kachim, it's levatala. It's just there as a knas that the Torah placed on the Nazir became Tameh. Da Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yochai Ein Lecha Davar Shu Bal Levatala Ela Ashram Nazir Bulvad. So why isn't that? Why doesn't the Torah give a kitzva, a set amount for that carbon? Kasha, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. New Mishnah. Ha-mafresh chatas of v'meis lo yivyenu b'no tachtav. A man is mafresh carbon chatas and then he dies. His son cannot use that for his own carbon chatas. Lo yivyenu michet al chet. You're not allowed to bring a behema that you designated for one avera for another avera's chatas. Afilu hifresh al chel of shachal emesh lo yivyenu al chel of shachal ayom. And even if you were mafresh this animal for a chatas chelev, and then you violated Achilas Chelev again the next day, you're not allowed to use that animal for that Achilas Chelev. Shenemar Kabano al Chataso, Achei Kabano l'shem Chataso. It has to go for what it was originally designated for. So Minani Mili, how do I know that this is true? All these halachas in the Mishnah that the Chatas has to go what it was designated for, you're not allowed to use it for another Chatas. Tetan Rabbanan, Kabano, but Kabano Yotzei Vene Yotzei B'Kabanoviv. So Aleph is the first halach of Mishnah. You can't use your father's carbon, you got to use your own carbon. So you Yachalo yetsi b'karbon aviv v'behema shifreshav min akala ala chamura o min achamura ala kala. Maybe your father violated a Shabbos b'shogeg, which is a chi of skila, and you only violated chaylev, right? So you're not allowed to use it for to cross over from an avera chamura to an avera kala, or vice versa. Aval yotsi b'karbon shifreshav min akala ala kala o min achamura ala chamura. But if brok haradavu over here, the father is mechala Shabbos b'shogeg, the son's mechala Shabbos b'shogeg, so he's going to bring the carbon that for the same aver that the father did, you might think that's okay. Tamalomar, carbono. But carbono, yes, if anything else, carbono shall have it. No, you got to use your own carbon, not your father's carbon. So yachal yotze b'carbono v'behema shehifrish afil menakala ala kalo, menachamura ala chamura, share ein megalech nizirusa al behema shehifrish aviv. That would make sense, because if a person is mafrish carbonos for his own nizirus, the son is not allowed to use it for his nizirus. So by the chatas, only if the father was only if the father was mafresh the behema, the son cannot be yotze with that behema. But I might think aval yotze b'maos shehifresh aviv, that you could use money that your father designated for his own carbon chatos. Afilu min akala lechamura min achamura lekala. Even if he designated for that which is more kala, that which is more chamor. Because after all, shrei adam megalech nizrusav al maos shehifresh aviv. If a father designated money for his carbon nizirus, the son is allowed to use it. B'zman shein stumim, as long as he didn't say what's for the chatos, what's for the olav, v'lo b'zman shem mufrash, not if the father already designated what money's for what. But the bottom line is, if the father designated money for his korbanos nezirus, the son can use it. So I might think that if the father designated money for his korban chatos, the son can use it. Tamalomar, korbanov, korbanov, yosef, and yosef, korbanov. No, he can only use his own korban, not the money designated for his father's korban. Yachal yosef, afilu b'mol shehifrish, afilu min akala lakala, min achamura lachamura, aval yosef, korban shehifrish la'atzmo, afilu min achamura lakala, min akala lachamura. Okay, so don't use daddy's korbanos or daddy's money, but your own money for a different avera, I would think you can use, or your own korbanos. So tamalomar, korbanov, al chatoso, ad shehi l'shem chatos. That has to be the shame that chatos. So yachal yosef, korban atzmo, b'vehemah shehifrish la'atzmo, afilu min akala lakala, min achamura lachamura. Granted, I can't use an animal that I designated for one avera for a different carbon, but money I can, because after all, if I designated money for a chatas chaylev ve'evian al adam, and I use that money for a chatas for eating dam or al adam ve'evian al chaylev, so shari ma'al, it goes to chulin, because the money is has a kedusha kala, it's not kedusha b'kedusha saguf. So if you're mishanet l'chulin v'kiper, and therefore you achieve a kapara. So tamalomar korbanol chataso achiyeh l'shem cheto. That's why it says korbanol chataso, that has to be l'shem cheto. And we're out of time, almost there. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with my below ma'al tomorrow.